As always, I'm going to briefly introduce him. Karen Severance, and our interpreter tonight is Don Brown. He also did the subtitles. Okay, Keiichi Hara worked for many years on popular TV shows such as Doraemon and Crayon Shin-chan before he moved on to film and garnered critical attention for several Crayon Shin-chan films and the Japan Academy Prize-winning Summer Days with Ku in 2007. He earned the Annecy Festival Jury's Special Distinction and the Audience Award for The Bittersweet Colorful in 2011, and he followed that up with his first live-action film, the 2013 biography, Dawn of a Filmmaker, The Kesuke Kinoshita Story. And in 2015, just a couple of months ago, he was awarded the Anime d'Or at the Tokyo Anime Award Festival for his many achievements in animation. And we are very, very delighted to have him here tonight. Thank you for coming. Although I usually allow audience members to plunge right in, I really have to ask this. So, when I was first watching the film and I heard this heavy rock music at the beginning, I was wondering what was that all about? And I'm still wondering what's that all about. Could you just let us know why you rock music at the beginning and end of the film?
まず皆さんに、ちょっと質問を委ねる前に、どうしても聞きたいことがあるんですけども、一番最初に、この作品を、見た時に、最初にそのロック、結構ヘビーロックで始まるんで結構びっくりしましたけども、何かの意図はあったのでしょうか？
まず第一に、そのこの映画の主人公のオエという女性が、江戸の女でもあるんだけどロックな女だと思ったこと、それとあと原作者の杉浦日奈子さんがロックが好きだった、で江戸の漫画を描きながらもよくロックを聴いていたっていう話を聞いて、まずは伝統的なその時代ではないということを意思表示としてロックで始めようと。
There were two reasons for the use of rock music. The first was the protagonist, Oe, I felt was a very rocking kind of woman, especially for the time. So I thought that suited her personality. And more importantly, the second reason was the writer of the original manga that this film was based on, Hinako Sugiura, often used to listen to very heavy rock music when she was writing these tales of old Edo. So it was in fitting with her personality and her tastes. And also I wanted to show that even though this is a film set in the Edo period, it is not a traditional period film.
Mission accomplished. Great, thank you. Okay, who would like to ask the first official question? Please raise your hand and wait for the microphone.
どうも、ネットメディアエコニュース編集長の江藤と申します。今回の作品の声優の選び方について質問です。今回は主に、実写系の俳優さんも多く声優で起用されていて、いわゆるベタベタのアニメ系の声優の方を使っておられません。で確かどっかで監督は昔、アニメの過剰な演出が嫌いだとそういうふうなことをおっしゃってたと思われるんですが、今回はやはりそういうふうな理由だったんでしょうか？あともう一つ、今回のいわゆる時代物でございます。ですが、時代劇臭さというのは私にはちょっとないような気がします。時代劇臭さ、必殺ですとか大怪獣みたいな、ここら辺もあえて避けられたんでしょうか？それとも、自然にやっていったらこうなったんでしょうか？よろしくお願いします。
まず、first was about the cast, the voice cast. In the past, Mr. Hara has made comments about not really wanting to use
anime voice actors who do specifically anime to avoid that kind of style that's become rather common in anime and is, tends to use more actors from live action. So wondered what the reason was for that. And also the second question was about, although this is a period film, it doesn't feel like most period films do in terms of very, you know, stale, traditional, serious sort of style to it. So I wonder if that was intentional.
まず第一の質問に対してなんですけど、答えたくありません。
はい、
あの今あなたがおっしゃられたことっていうのは僕も十数年前に書いたことなんですよ、
はい、
それを未だに根に持って思ってる人がいるんですよね、
はい、
僕そこをまた刺激したくないんで答えません。
わかりました、ありがとうございます。
で、2つ目の質問に関しては基本的に今回はやっぱりその杉浦さんの作った時代の、あの江戸ものということ、それを意識して作ったらああいう形になった、そういうことです。
In answer to those two questions, the first one I does not really want to answer. The comments that he's made in the past about not wanting to use anime voice actors, comments made many years ago, and people have stuck to them over the years, and he doesn't want to comment on them any further. And in answer to the second question, in terms of not making it into a very sort of traditional, stale kind of period film, that is because Mr. Hara was trying to recreate the world that Ms. Sugiura created in her comics, which is very different to films and TV series and that sort of thing. So it was more about trying to recreate her world than avoiding a specific sort of fixed idea of Jidaigeki period films.
I think also you did a lot of your own research.